What Witch, This, That, or the Other? From Bonnaroo to Coachella, traversing the music festival landscape can be tricky. That's where we come in with high fives for everyone. The What Podcast with Brad Barry, Lord Taco, dedicated to exploring the entire festival scene.
Brad has worked in the radio industry for more than 20 years and currently lives in Brooklyn, where he is program director for three stations, including one in New York, one in Detroit, and one in Miami.
Barry's been a reporter for the Chattanooga Times Free Press, covering all aspects of the entertainment industry since 1987. That's before you were born.
Lord Taco, the smart guy who makes these podcasts on our website at thewhatpodcast.com work, also really good at identifying babies, loves blue-haired moms, PBR, and his beautiful Volkswagen bus.
We all fell in love with the Bonnaroo Festival years ago, not only because of the amazing bands that play there every year, but also because of the incredible community spirit that has developed around it. Radiate positivity.
And we really like talking about the inside baseball stuff when it comes to putting on a huge music festival. So join us.
You can hear the What Podcast on the Consequence Podcast Network or anywhere you find your favorite podcasts.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Today, Barry Porter, Lord Taco, who's praying all of a sudden.
I'm just excited for these snacks. I love these snacks. Yeah.
You do love snacks.
I do.
For a man who doesn't really enjoy food all that much, you do enjoy a snack.
You gotta have a good snack.
Yeah. Favorite snack? What is it?
Popcorn.
Sure, popcorn. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Popcorn and peanuts.
Oh, come
me.
On, Taco. You have an opinion about this. Don't just say, yeah, popcorn. I'll go with that.
You know, if I'm feeling fancy, maybe some Ritz crackers, you know,
get the
whiz? Upscale snacks. Yeah.
Cheese Whiz. Yeah.
No.
How about you, Brad? Favorite snack?
Nothing will ever beat a pretzel. You give me a regular pretzel, good amount of salt. You're not beating it. It's the easiest. Yes. Because you can walk around. I like a food that you can walk around with, pop in, and you can like experience the world with it. You know, you can't do that with like a handful of chips.
Plus,
you
get
crumbs, and
you get the impression that a pretzel never goes bad. Has a shelf life of like 100 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like aged pretzels are the better way to go. You know, you get a nice little softness on them. Yeah, you don't even have to heat them up.
They just have that hard shell on them, like they're going to be there forever.
Yeah, so. Sort of like you,
like me, hard shell. Yeah, a little salty.
Yeah, so this is another snackable edition of the podcast, because another artist interview from backstage at Bonnaroo. Who do you have now, guys?
Backseat Lovers.
Oh, good. These are my guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this happened randomly because I found myself, I didn't even know it was happening, to be honest with you, but I had dinner in New York with the manager. I just happened to be sat right across the table from him, and I didn't even know what he did for a living until the end of the night because we were having such a ball. We literally were making each other cry laughing at the table. I loved this dude so much. And then at the end of the night, I'm like, so yeah, why are you at this dinner? He goes, oh, I have camp and I have backseat lovers. And that's when I just erupted because I love this band. I love this band. I love Kilby Girl. Talk about a song that my format and the stations inside my format have just completely whiffed on. I thought that song was great. It's tailor-made for the farm. It's tailor-made for big, open, wide spaces and the sun with wind coming across the field. I love that band, and I couldn't stop talking about them. And then I was like, oh, wait, you're going to Bonnaroo? Literally in 2 days, let me introduce you to Barry and Taco. And that's when he decided, like, yeah, let's do the podcast with it. I don't know if you got to talk to him and hang out at all, but he's just a dreamboat. I love him so much.
Yeah, I don't think we met. Yeah, we did meet. But they were terrific. And we all went to this show in as a group. I think there were six or seven of us in the pit. Tara, yeah, and Kai.
Tara, Kai, Brian Stone, you, me.
And Sean Stewart, yeah, managed to get in the pit, which we'll talk about later. But the what I liked about them, besides the show, was they had sound issues. They were on this tent. They had a delay, 20 minutes or so. Which we talked about, you know, before with Japanese Breakfast, which did not go well. These guys, on the other hand, when they came out, man, they came out on fire.
They shorten their set at all, or did they go the full 45 minutes or so?
They might have cut a song or two. They got more time because it delayed everything, as mm-hmm. we talked about later. Even the Super Jam was delayed on that same tent, so I don't know what was going on there. But
Barry, I think that tent, this tent, is perennially late. They perennially have sound problems. You know, where we used to make fun of the Witch stage for not sounding very good, you know, the Witch is completely transformed into one of the better sounding stages. And now, you know, now we have to try and get somebody to understand that this tent it struggles sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I you know, was feeling bad for them, but it was forgotten as soon as, and I want to give their names because I didn't get it when we were interviewing them, but Joshua, Jonas, KJ, and Juice. Juice is the drummer. I think it was Joshua came out.
I want to be a Juice.
Yeah, that's a good name, right? That's a solid nickname.
It's a great name.
It is, yeah.
But Joshua and Juice locked eyes, and it started, and it was pretty awesome. And then they rushed right back to talk to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was great. And they were so nice. The kind of funny, again, I'm hoping it was Joshua that I'm getting right, but never heard of Bonnaroo before. Until they
Stop
were booked,
it.
He said he'd never heard of Bonnaroo, didn't know anything about it.
Stop it.
I think that's the first time we've ever gotten that answer, right?
Where is he from?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. I was so stunned, I couldn't. I guess I wasn't thinking quickly.
Wait, so which member of the band said that?
The singer, the lead singer.
Okay, I'm going to have to address this. I'm going to have to lodge a complaint. I'm texting him right now. I don't, this is very confusing to me.
You know, because it's always one of our go-to questions is, you know, what do you know about the festival? How excited are you to be here? And, you know, what can it mean for your career? And he's like, I'll be honest, I'd never heard of it before.
Wow.
Where am I again?
Yeah. Like I said, I've never heard that answer before.
I mean, had he heard of Lollapalooza or Coachella?
Yeah, we didn't get all the way into that. And partly, I'm really kind of proud of the way this sounds is because there was a band playing on the Witch stage 50 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were great. They were very nice.
So of the three that you talked to, Briston, Churches, and Backseat Lovers, how many of them, or which ones of them stayed, how many days did they stay? Did they try to get some of the festival in, or they were all in and out pretty quickly?
That's a good, I think Briston had to leave. Churches
Although,
was hanging around a little, but weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, Briston hung out a little bit because I saw him in Cineru. He was just walking around, and
Oh, yeah,
you know, walked up and said hey to him. So,
yeah, asking for money? You try to buy a corn
dog? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, I haven't brought this
give
up.
Me a, give me a snack.
Do you guys have any Cray Musties?
I didn't get one.
I had those, but I had spicy pie.
I did have spicy pie.
Nobody had a Cray Mustie in my honor? How dare you? What kind of friends are you people?
No, I think I know Stone did. I think
okay, so I got to count on Stone to do it, get a Cray Mustie, not the guys.
I'm telling you, this was a different Brian Stone than what we're used to. He had a good weekend. He was happy. Yeah. He had a good weekend.
So if you don't know what a Cray Mustie is, it's obviously a vegetarian corn dog with a crazy amount of mustard, which is in one night, one very random night, me and Nick Turner coined the Cray Mustie. So it annoys the hell out of our campsite that we call them Cray Musties, but you know.
Yeah, which is partly why when you started talking about poutine, I just thought it was another one of your made up annoying words. And I, for like 2 days, I was like, I'm not asking. I'm not acknowledging this made up stupid word.
You never blasted a Pootsie?
And then we walked over and got one, and I immediately fell in love, and they haven't been back. But that was, if you remember, that was the walk over when we walked by this tent, and they were doing sound check by playing bird noises. And that's when our friend Denson, as we walked by, stopped and said, whatever it was, I didn't know the Wisconsin warbler is native to Tennessee. Whatever bird, I'm just making it up. But we took like two more steps, and then every one of us went, what?
Really, it's one of my favorite stories in all of Honorup.
Yeah.
He was so impressed with himself that he was like, oh, that is a Norwegian cockatoo that, no, it's just a fucking recording.
It's just a bird. I didn't know they were native to Tennessee. He's the hunter in our group, in case you didn't know. But, yeah, I'll never forget that.
It was so funny. That was good. Yep. All right. Backseat Lovers, so you guys liked the show?
Yeah, they were terrific.
Yes. Good thing, yeah. Right?
They were really. It was good rock and roll show. They came out swinging, and the crowd, going back, you know, the crowd was waiting and patient, and boy, as soon as it started, they had the crowd. It was all was forgotten and forgiven, and let's go. It was great.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, good. And but Adam and everybody was good to you? Everybody was... All right. Good.
Yeah. Like I said, they literally came off stage and walked right over to talk to us. Came over to the media area, and again, we had we mentioned Kai. Kai wanted, she loves him. She wanted to be our intern for that one, and so she got to take some pictures, and they posed for some more pictures with
now,
David.
You can't say that out loud because I think that, you know, we haven't paid her, so we might be going at some sort of, like, child labor law here.
It's true. And I need to be careful, too, because I don't want to give too much away about access and stuff like that. But
All of a sudden, we get some sort of letter from the federal government wondering what our intern program looks like. Where's our EEO sheet all of a sudden? Thanks, Barry.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't
all
say
right.
it.
Let's do it. Backseat Lovers on the What Podcast, live from Bonnaroo.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
everybody. Welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry Corder. With me is the Backstreet Lover. Backseat. I've been doing that all day. Tell me I'm not the only one that does that.
Oh, you're not the only one.
Backseat Lovers. Man, I was just sitting here saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. I did it. Thank you guys for being here, first of all.
Of course,
yeah. We're really happy to be here.
All right. Saw your set. Had a little bit of a late start, but man, you came out on fire. What were you guys thinking when you hit that stage?
Quite honestly, it was really stressful right before. We were all kind of freaking out because a bunch of stuff was going wrong. But as soon as we got on stage, it just like kind of channeled itself into craziness.
An explosion.
And it was really fun.
Ended up being fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. Yeah, it was fun. Like, it. I think it, once we got into it and started playing, it just kind of turned around a little bit.
How much did the crowd help? I mean, they were chanting, ready to go. They were ready, and then when you came out, it seemed like, let's just go, right?
Yeah, they were great.
It was a fantastic crowd, honestly. It, like, it's really hard to worry about logistics and things like that going wrong when there's a bunch of people just, like, smiling and having fun and, like, I don't know, sharing a beautiful experience with music. So, yeah, it's cool.
I don't want to focus on it too much, but I'm curious because I'm sure it happens. What are you thinking backstage when you know, it's like, let's go, we're ready, and the things aren't working? I'll ask you first.
I don't know. Yeah, I think we're just kind of worrying about, like, what we're going to do if, like, something, like, all thinking of all the options of, like, what we can do if something is broken or, like, something's gone wrong. So it is, like, really nerve-wracking. But I think usually, like, once we get up there, we can, like, it feels like the nerves go away.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, we just remind ourselves that we're just up there to have fun. And I think today especially, we kind of looked at each other before, like, after everything was going wrong, we just gave each other a big hug and we're like, let's go do this. And it was fun.
You're being awfully quiet. Is that, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, no, it was, I think it, those moments kind of empower us to make the most of what we have and be in the moment as much as possible. Thank you, sir.
for anybody that didn't see it, what I loved was you sort of came out, you made eye contact with him and said, let's, jumped up in the air, and then it was on. What does it mean to you guys to be here?
Well, we've kind of been learning our way around festivals this last year. We hadn't really done much touring until this year, and we've just been kind of constantly on the road and learning what it's like to go to a festival and the different amazing parts about it and the challenges and stuff too. But being here today is really, really special. I had a really fantastic time, and I think that we all, like, even though it was like a tough show for us, it, like, I don't know, it felt really worthwhile. And also after this, we get to go home for about a month, so it feels really good to kind of end on that note and go get some time to be with our loved ones, you know.
Are you gonna stick around today and tomorrow and see some shows?
Today,
I think so. Sure. Yeah, today.
Who are you gonna see? It's a question everybody asks at Bonnaroo. Who are you gonna see?
Let's see. I'm really excited for Billy Strings. He's a shredder.
Mount Joy.
Nice. We always ask this because we're here and it's a Bonnaroo-y type of question, but does this festival mean anything different or special to you guys in any way?
To tell you the truth, I've never really heard of it until we got on the bill.
For me, it's kind of a special experience because I used to, well, I kind of still do, but I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos of just festival videos and stuff, and one of my favorite videos is one of Cage the Elephant's live performances here at Bonnaroo. And so when I heard that we were playing this festival, I was really stoked to be on the same place as them. So
nice. I know you played at least one song, new song, that I got to hear before we came over here to get set up. What's coming out? What are you guys working on? When can fans start seeing all this stuff?
Well, we've been working quite a lot on a new album, and it's coming very soon. this year. We'll be releasing it. I'm not sure what other details we can relay, but it's coming. It's coming.
It is coming. All right.
Anything you want to mention that I didn't ask you guys about? Is he holding out? You holding out something? No?
Nope. I guess not.
No. No, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you guys so much. Especially you just came off stage and come talk to us like this. We appreciate it very much.
Of course, yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Backseat Lovers. Yeah. Great. Great set. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. Of course.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you again next time you're here.
Yeah, we're excited.
All right, there you go. There's your snack. You know what? This was not so much of a snack, these three, taco. This was more like shareable plates. You know, you've
this
gone
was
to
a your, yeah. This was a 3-course meal.
This was a tapas restaurant. We did tapas today, and not just snacks.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I think Taco did as well. Those are all good.
Shout out to Brooklyn from Rubus because she was over the moon that we were interviewing Backseat Lovers. She loves them, and that was the only selfie I took there was with the. One of the guys from the band, I sent it to her, and she was very happy. So.
Oh, wait a second. Well, so you're telling me that you didn't have another intern show up? Because apparently our intern program is thriving right now. we can just add them as we see fit.
We're taking applications, right?
We need to print out one of those pictures of the big giant Keebler elf, and I'll sign it and send it to her.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be thrilled.
Just what she wanted for this band. She loves the Backseat Lovers. Here's a picture of Barry.
Yeah.
This is what you always wanted.
The good news is I think I'm on the end, so you can cut it out.
You know what? By the way, can we just stop this for a second? Had Brad just said, oh, you love insert band here? Well, here's a picture of myself. You guys would have murdered me.
Well, come on now. I threw in the Keebler Elf bit. It was a bit of self-deprecation, which you would not do.
Oh, come on. The king of it. My handle's literally Brad Stinks.
Well, that's a good point. I'll give you that.
All right. Anything else to get to before we take some time off, huh? Anything?
No, we got a couple more. I still want to have Sean on.
We're going to have Sean.
We have more?
Yeah, we've got a couple more. We got a couple.
I'm so
you'll enjoy
a break.
It. You'll enjoy it. I really want to hear Sean's adventures. If we can get him out of bed or wherever it is that he was.
Yeah, because he was scheduled to be on last time and he overslept.
Yeah.
That's never happened to us.
That's what we're calling.
No, not in this professional. Once. This is professional grade.
Yeah. All right. Well, did we hit record?
Yeah. Good question.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
All right, see ya.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.